right, let's get to it. Headlines, Astros, they've lost 2 out of 3 this weekend to the Angels. They'll try to get a split in this four-game series today. 1-10 start on Labor Day here. Luis Garcia makes his return to Major League Baseball pitching after 28 months. It was the 2023 season when Luis Garcia tore his UCL Tommy John surgery. It's taken a long time to get back. He's looked good in his last couple rehab starts. The number, I guess, Seth, that we're looking at here for pitches for Luis Garcia would be 75. That's the number of pitches that he threw in his last rehab start a few days ago. So I can't imagine. I mean, we'll see how it goes, and if he struggles greatly, maybe they get him out early. But I would imagine if he's pitching well, he's going to get to 75 pitches because you want him to keep going on that same trajectory.
Yeah, this is where, and you know, we're discussing earlier, the bullpen's a little bit taxed right now. That's why you end up having to get two innings out of Lance McCullers yesterday. Yeah. And but it's they're not going to try to stretch him out into 8 innings or anything today if things are going really well for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine.
Unless he's super efficient and he's only at 70 pitches going into the 8th inning, then yeah.
You know what? It would all be a moot point if somehow, some way, the Astros could score a bunch of runs.
Yeah.
They're the 28th worst offense in baseball in the month of August. Heading into yesterday, I'm guessing they might have knocked themselves down to 29th or 30th with that I almost called it with that effort yesterday, but it really wasn't much of an effort.
Nope.
They got to get the bats going, man. The pitching finally is starting to look like, okay, the guys who come back from the IL are, at least in Javier and Arrigetti, look to be on track. We got that going for us, but you need to give me an average offense.
Yeah,
at least.
If they win today, I'm assuming if they win today, it means Luis Garcia pitched pretty well because I'm not going to bank on it being because they exploded for 10 runs. If you come out of this weekend with a split with the Angels, on paper, that's a little disappointing. And last I checked, I think they're 2 games up on Seattle still in the AL West. So despite this complete ineptitude from the offense where they've scored 2 or fewer runs in 11 of their last 18 games, they still maintain the lead they've had over the Mariners for about 3 weeks now. They're still up by 2 games in the AL West. If they get a split in this series, on paper, that's not great. The Angels are worse than you, and it was at home, and so be it. But if they get a split in this series, and you got good starts from Arrigetti, Javier, and Luis Garcia, that's a major win. I would have signed up for that before the weekend. Like, hey, you're only going to win 2 of these 4 games against the Angels, a team that you should beat, you know, maybe 3 out of 4. But the 3 guys that are basically your trade deadline guys, because that's what we were sold at the trade deadline, Seth, like, we're bringing back Correa. We traded for Urias and who else? Sanchez. So we got some bats, but we're not trading for pitchers because it's too expensive. And we've got Javier, Arrigetti, and Luis Garcia, and Lance McCullers all coming back. Lance looks like a lost cause right now. I hate to say that, but he looks like a lost cause. But if Luis Garcia comes back today and gives you a good effort, that's a good start from Arrigetti, Javier. And it's 2 good starts from Arrigetti, actually. Javier and Garcia, I would have signed up for a split, but you get those 3 guys pitching well before the weekend started.
I always put Lance in a different category, so I was looking at the 3 pitchers in Arrigetti, Javier, and Garcia and saying, man, if 2 of those 3 guys end up being the better version of their old selves, then all of a sudden in the playoffs, you've got your four starting pitchers that you feel good about. So far, knock on wood, it looks like with Javier and Arrigetti, you might already have that.
Yep.
So Luis Garcia just would add to my good feelings on all of that. I mean, Lance McCullers not even a starting pitcher right now, so he's not even in the conversation about will he ever be a – yeah.
I mean, he's a reliever, but not a good one. Yeah, so the 1-10 today. It's a day game here on Labor Day. College football over the weekend, the big game locally here was No. 1 versus No. 3. The University of Texas celebrates the first time that they've ever been No. 1 in the AP poll coming into a season by getting knocked off from that perch by Ohio State. So we'll see what the new rankings look like once all the games are over. We still got a game tonight for you Horned Frogs out there, TCU in North Carolina for the debut of Bill Belichick at the University of North Carolina. I am, for a game with 2 unranked teams playing on a Monday night, I am super intrigued by what a Bill Belichick coach North Carolina is going
to
look like.
You have a son that went to TCU, yes. So this you've got extra reason to to care about this one. I'm pulling for TCU, and yet at the same time, there's a part of me that I want to see Belichick do well. I don't know. I guess maybe just because I disagreed with people that thought it was dumb for him to take the job or just were skeptical that he would ever take a job such as that. I like that he's a guy that just, I think he likes coaching football, and that's what he's going to do as long as he feels capable of doing it. I guess you know what? I like it for very selfish reasons. I hope that when I'm his age, I still have that same competitive zeal, I suppose.
You know why I'm rooting for him? And I didn't realize it was until 15 seconds ago when we started talking about this. But a reason I would root for him, let me put it that way, because I got to sit down in front of this TV tonight and find out if I'm really rooting for Bill Belichick. But the thing that I think would be cool is that in this new age of the transfer portal and NIL, where it feels like a lot of the older coaches, most notably Nick Saban, have just thrown their hands up and said, I just don't feel like dealing with this anymore. It's not worth it. I think it would be really cool for Belichick to come into college football at age 73 and show all these quitters that that he can master this thing, that he can put together a program and a system that works in this new environment that we're
in. I guess, but I honestly think he has a competitive advantage in that regard because it's way more like pro football now than it's closer to the way that the NFL has been for a long time than it is the way college football used to be.
The big difference, though, Seth, and you're right, there's free agency basically now with the portal. You're paying guys, and you don't have to hide it that you're paying them. The one thing you don't have to do in the NFL is when you sign a guy to a contract, you don't have to kiss his ass and re-recruit him every year.
Yeah.
That's the dynamic of the portal works both ways. Yeah, all these guys are free agents, so we can sign them, but it's also a dynamic where you've got to make sure your guys can all leave in free agency.
But I think there is a little bit of an element, though, too. I could make a comparison to the NFL of you don't just sign every free agent out there just because you like his stats or his numbers or whatever. It's got to be a fit as well. And I think the teams that are going to do well in this particular era of college football, the coaches, I mean, it's always been like this, but maybe even more so now. You can't just think that you're going to get a bunch of 5 stars on your team and then that's the road to glory. You got to be sure that you're recruiting the right guys and the right 5 stars. And that sometimes there's a bunch of 3 stars out there that might be a better fit for your team. So I think that Belichick, because he's done that before, but then B, almost because at UNC, that's how you have to recruit already anyway, that they some of those teams like UNC or Stanford or whatever else might still have a little bit, I don't want to say an advantage, but less of a disadvantage than they used to.
That makes sense. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, keep texting in if you're up with us here on Labor Day, 713-572-4610. Keep us company here on Labor Day. Man, this is fun. We're off and running. College football is here. NFL week one coming up. Texan debuts. We got week one coming up on Sunday. You can hear the Texans and the Rams right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I will have Texans countdown for you starting at 12:25, I believe. I think it's a 3:25 kick on Sunday. Texan debuts this weekend. Which debuts as a Houston Texan are we most excited for this coming weekend against the Rams? That is coming up next.